Safeguarding Policy. Introduction. This policy is designed for the safeguarding of all clients that YourMy Limited and YourMy Help provide services to, targeting specifically their physical and digital spaces. Policy Statement. The company is committed to establishing a safe and non-discriminatory environment both physically and digitally. We devise our services taking into account the unique needs of each neurodivergent individual and cultivate a culture where everyone feels respected, protected, and valued. Objectives. Ensure that clients receive the right safeguards. Enable staff and volunteers to make informed responses to safeguarding concerns. Uphold non-discrimination, as per the Equality Act 2010. Ensure sensitive information about the individuals is dealt within the parameters of the Data Protection Act 2018. Confidentiality. All members of staff are expected to maintain high levels of confidentiality about personal information about our clients under the Data Protection Act 2018 unless a safeguarding issue presents itself. In this instance, the person's safety outweighs confidentiality. Clear communication to clients. Our company is firmly committed to transparent, clear, and consistent communication to facilitate the understanding and provision of our service. This principle is especially important given the neurodivergent individuals we serve, who may interpret or process information differently. We understand the necessity of creating communication strategies tailored to each client's needs and preferences. This commitment aligns with the CARE Act 2014 and the Equality Act 2010, which provide us with a guiding framework to ensure our communication practices are appropriately supportive. The CARE Act 2014 places specific duties on services to provide information and advice in accessible formats to those who require care and support. This legislation strongly informs our promise to ensure that all communication, be it in person or digital, is consistently accessible and comprehensible to our neurodivergent clients. Furthermore, the Equality Act 2010 requires us to make reasonable adjustments to avoid placing neurodivergent individuals at a disadvantage when accessing our services. This includes, but is not limited to, our communication strategies. It is our company policy to make similar adjustments to ensure that communication barriers are removed, so each individual can fully participate in discussions regarding their care and service. In line with these legislative requirements, our company will develop individual communication strategies with clients at the start of service and continually review and adjust them as needed. This may include use of written, verbal, pictorial, digital, or other methods of communication, as required by the individual. Our commitment to clear communication also extends to the clarity of the information given about our services, the transparency in terms of costs involved, and the clarity about the rights and responsibilities of all parties involved, including any potential risks. By aligning our practices with the CARE Act 2014 and the Equality Act 2010, we strive to safeguard neurodivergent clients in our physical and digital service provision, mitigating potential communication barriers and ensuring equal access to the support we provide. Safeguarding procedures. We adopt a person-centered and outcomes-focused approach to safeguarding, considering the personal wishes and feelings of each client. In case of any concerns, we shall follow these steps. Record relevant information accurately. Take appropriate actions to assure the safety and well-being of the individual involved. All staff will undergo a DBS, disclosure and barring service, check before they have any contact with clients, whether online or in person. The company will obtain register with the Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, under the Data Protection, Charges and Information, Regulations 2018, and ensure that any data processors appointed by the company are also registered. Confidentiality. All members of staff are expected to maintain high levels of confidentiality about personal information about our clients under the Data Protection Act 2018 unless a safeguarding issue presents itself. In this instance, the person's safety outweighs confidentiality. Policy review. This policy will be reviewed annually. It will also be updated as necessary in light of changes to legislation or statutory guidance.